Good morning. Happy Pi Day. 314, March 14th. With Dave and Doreen and Marcus and...
Hi.
Love Pi. Time for your entertainment news, your Hollywood update. It was not that long ago we had Phil Kogan in the studio with us, host of The Amazing Race. And let's talk Wisconsin and let's talk Amazing Race. Former Green Bay Packer wide receiver Rod Gardner. And if you want to do some Googling, he played two games for the Packers in late 05.
He did have a Packer.
He did have a six-year NFL career. He and his wife, Letitia, took first place, at least in the first leg of The Amazing Race. And Wisconsin firefighter moms, Sonny Pulver and Busy Smith, are in the back of the pack after the first leg, which began in Puerto Vallarta. But thanks to an impressive showing in one of the challenges, they were not in danger of being eliminated. So they are moving on as well. So
good.
The Amazing Race. All right, Olivia Munn.
Yeah.
Shocking news here, revealed her breast cancer diagnosis in an Instagram post, sharing her journey and encouraging others to prioritize early detection. I went from being completely fine one day to waking up in a hospital bed after a 10-hour surgery the next. I'm lucky we caught it with enough time that I had options. She expressed gratitude to her support system, especially mentioning husband John Mulaney's obsessive research and constant care. Olivia Munn said she hopes to provide comfort and support to others facing similar challenges. She indeed has had a double mastectomy, Olivia Munn. And speaking of health issues, from Good Morning America, Christina Applegate opens up about her battle with MS. She says she blacked out during her recent appearance at the Emmys when she received a standing ovation.
Thank you so much. Oh my God. You're totally shaming me with disability by standing up. It's fine. Okay.
Were you able to take in the moment, the standing ovation and everything?
Yeah, I was really, I actually kind of blacked out. People said, oh, you were so funny. And I'm like, I don't even know what I said. And I felt really beloved, and it was really a beautiful thing. Then, I'm just going to say this. That audience stood up for everybody. Come on.
Christina Applegate recalls how she noticed something was wrong while filming the final season of her Netflix series, Dead to Me.
Mm-hmm. My symptoms had started in the early part of 2021, and it was like literally just tingling on my toes. And by the time we started shooting in the summer of that same year, I was being brought to set in a wheelchair. Like, I couldn't walk that far. So I had to tell everybody because I needed help. You know, I needed someone to help me stand, and I needed someone to help. Sorry. I needed someone to help me to get there.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
And they were wonderful. But I'd probably had it for many, many years.
How long do you think you had it without realizing it? Probably six or seven years.
Wow.
I think, yeah.
Wow.
Christina Applegate.
Being a fan of that show, too, you never knew it.
Mm-mm.
No, not at all. Keith Morrison from Dateline was Matthew Perry's stepfather, and he said Matthew was happier than he had ever been in the time leading up to his death. He was happy, and he said so, and he hadn't said that for a long time. It's a source of comfort, but also he didn't get to have his third act, and that's just not fair. Keith Morrison has been married to Matthew Perry's mom since 1981. Ryan Gosling and Kristen Wiig have been announced as upcoming hosts for Saturday Night Live in April. Wiig will be hosting the show April 6th. Gosling will take the stage April 13th. When Gosling is on there, country star Chris Stapleton will be back, and he yesterday posted on his social media, "I'm just Chris."
Mm-hmm.
Chris Stapleton. Paul Rudd on The Colbert Show. Huge Kansas City Chiefs fan. Says he's happy about Taylor Swift bringing more fans to the Chiefs.
You know, I see those stories about the dads and their daughters and their interest in watching the games together, and I get all choked up watching it, and I have a daughter. She's into it. My daughter, by the way, is also like my son, and has grown up a Chiefs fanatic, and she loves Taylor Swift. But when that first started, you know, it was like my daughter said, well, I wonder how many of these new Swifties are going to be able to talk about DiCaprio Boodle. I said, none of them, but you can. He was on our practice squad for a while.
There you go. That's how much of a Chiefs fan he is.
Much like Rod Gardner.
Yeah. By the way, Paul Rudd said he's happy Taylor Swift not only has brought more fans to the Chiefs, but has, of course, invited him to an Eras show, and he went.
And I went to that show, and it was incredible. And I was so
the Eras tour.
Yes, and I was so knocked out by how there was like a stadium filled with 80,000 people, whatever it was. And I just thought there's so much support and love and positivity, and to feel that kind of, that feeling with that many people, normally it's the opposite feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, it gets pretty rough, and that's the Super Bowl. There's a lot of screaming and fans fighting each other. Yeah. There, it was pure love and support. It was incredible, and I was, and what she did it all.
Taylor Swift is who he's talking about. That's Paul Rudd.
Okay. My question to you, Dave, is having Disney Plus, you do know that the Eras Tour is now available on Disney Plus for you to watch.
I did not know that.
I have Disney Plus. I knew that.
You did?
Yeah.
Have you watched it?
No.
No? All right.
Well, will you?
No.
Why? You don't want to share in that same kind of beauty and aura that Paul Rudd experienced?
No.
No? All right. I think I do want to see it, to tell you the truth.
At least
part of it.
I want you to see it, and
I will
let me
report
know.
Back to you.
Yes.
All right. I don't
I
know that I'll last
that.
The 3 hours, but
me either.
Okay. And after a 2-year boycott, Neil Young has returned his music to Spotify. You see, back in January of 2022, Neil Young demanded that the platform remove his music due to fake information regarding the spread of COVID-19 vaccinations, according to him, on the Joe Rogan Experience. Now that Rogan's podcast is on additional platforms, Neil Young said fans can stream his music on Spotify again. Neil Young has posted this. Spotify, the number one streamer of low-res music in the world. Spotify, where you get less quality than we made, will now be home of my music again. So he still sounds just a tad bitter.
Uh-huh.
That is your entertainment news.